This is Vernon Wieland. I am talking with my father, Fred Wieland. We are going over the various Winker modified phrases. This is September 8th, 1990. Okay. He has
a hat.
She has.
She hat.
You children have.
Deine Kinder haben.
They have.
Die haben.
We have.
I don't know what I'm
saying. I am.
Ich bin.
You are.
Du auch.
He is.
Sie hat.
You all are.
Du. I don't know how to say your
head. We are.
Wir sind.
They are.
Die sind.
All right, now we have some sentences. I like vegetable soup.
Ich gleich Gemüse Soup. Okay.
Put the meat on the table.
Tu das Fleisch auf den Tisch.
The farmers were very angry.
Die Farmer waren sehr böse.
We went to church every Sunday.
Wir sind in die Kirche an jeden Sonntag.
He'd act as if he were sleeping.
Yeah.
He'd act as if he were sleeping.
Ding, wir schlafen.
They will eat at the neighbor's place.
Die essen beim Nachbar.
Nothing but cream, cakes, and noodles.
What
about cream? Nothing but cream and noodles.
Nix wie Raum und Nudeln und Kuchen.
They heated their house with coal.
Die hitzen ihr Haus mit Kohle.
Say the same thing with wood.
Die hitzen ihr Haus mit Holz.
We had bought a new car already.
Ich weiß nicht, wie ihr Car auf Deutsch heißt.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you, my feet hurt.
Lass mir sagen, meine Füße tun weh.
How much do you want to have?
Wie viel willst du haben?
We don't understand you.
Wir verstehen dich nicht.
Who stole the money?
Wer hat das Geld gestohlen?
Where are you going?
Wo gehen Sie hin?
I was too tired.
Ich war zu müde.
All right, now, Michael wants you to talk a little bit about Ellis Island when you were on that. Can you take something, tell something in there about Ellis Island?
Yeah, I can remember.
See this.
I'm German or in English? In English, I say.
When you came into the United States.
In English, I should say it.
Yeah, say it in English, yeah.
Well, we came with a big ship on the New York Harbor. And the law was all the immigrants, they have to be examined for several days before they allowed them to come to the United States. Then they took a small ship. I sat outside on the porch and hang my feet in the water when the ship was going to Ellis Island. And then there was more people there, and they were all bunched with their families, and they had a room, no beds. You had to sleep on the floor. They give you food. And when we arrived in Ellis Island, we come to the shore, there comes a white dressed man out and a wagon behind him, and he had cookies and pumpkin pies and cheese he gave us free. Each got a package of that. And we stayed there about 3 days. And then they took us on another little ship and took us over to New York, and then we took the train and went on. That's all there was.
Well, what did the doctors examine you and stuff like, tell what it looked like and stuff, tell all that.
They just examined the eyes. That's all I can remember.
Didn't you have to stay there an extra day or so because?
No, it took 3 days. The next day my dad walked around and looked for a railroad. And for everyone there was water. If they'd have a railroad, they wouldn't need that little ship, you know. That was quite a big island. And that's all destroyed. Now there's no more Ellis Island open, just the memories.
Well, what did you see on Ellis Island? What kind of buildings were there or whatever?
I don't remember, but they had so many flowers there. Wherever you looked, there were flowers. Not buildings, I don't know.
Didn't you say that you had to stay in Ellis Island an extra day because somebody was sick?
No. That was how the old country we had to stay. Longer are kind of shake in the angel's eyes. They had a heal first. That was out before we went on, started to go. Ellis Island was all clear.
Okay, then who hauled you to the railroad then from Ellis Island? What happened there?
Well, they took us another little ship back to New York.
Did you get on the ship right away, or on the railroad right away then?
Well, you have to go a great big depot and stairs. We walked stairs up and up and up, and when we come up, there was the train on top of the building.
Were there a lot of trees on Ellis Island too?
Not very many trees, but flowers. I can't remember seeing one tree.
And the white man came and then gave you free stuff.
He was all white, the white cap and the suit white and box, and each got a box, and there were crackers in there and pumpkin chats and cheese, American cheese, and boy did we gulp that down.
So there was it fun to, you slept on the floor then of this building?
Yeah.
Was there a mattress?
This quilts we had most bedding along. A big sock, well, bedding and quilts were on there.
So did, how many families do you think stayed in this one big room?
Well, there were partitions. You would walk, and then there was a partition, there was a family, and just like you walk through a cow barn. And the owl was standing there and holding their little chickens close too, by they wouldn't get lost.
And all of you were in this partition. Did you get your whole family in that partition?
Yeah, that was big enough.
It was big. How big was the building?
Big, that's all I know. I didn't know anything of feet or yards or stuff there, but it was a big building. You could look out and tell the last family there. You couldn't even make out whether there were people or cattle that far.
Did everybody in the ship go on there in that building?
I guess so, because they delivered every day. See, there's more ships coming in, and they all had to go there.
They all had to sleep there. And you just slept on the floor then. Everybody slept on the floor. And they brought all of your food.
They brought us food, yeah.
So the federal government fed you then, everybody who came in?
I guess so.
Where did you have outdoor bathrooms then? Where did you wash?
There was water inside, but we didn't think of water to face. We always thought we didn't get dirty. There wasn't even water in the railroads. There was in front of the railroad station a well. And then Chinik, what you had, a blue one, that was filled with water before we went on the train. And then we drank that water as long as we drove, and it was all, you had to wait for another station to get water. There was no water inside. But I think they must have some kind of a chemical toilet. There was toilets in the railroad car.
How about at Ellis Island? What kind of bathrooms were there?
You could sit there and see the other guys sit in a row. About 20 of them would sit in the row.
They were all open?
Oh, plenty of crew grip.
Plenty of crew grip.
There's a cook in the house that either hanged. I was kind of a bite off on this cook.
Did you go out to play at all then in Ellis Island, or what did you do during the daytime every day when you were there?
We had to stay in the room. My dad walked around and looked everything up. And it's danger for stealing kids, you know. There was bad people too. If David got a little fella to tie his mouth shut right away, they could hide him and you could walk by him, they had him hiding it. They couldn't make no sounds.
You mean that went on there in Ellis Island where they would steal little kids?
Well, that's why we had to stay together by the mother or father. See, we couldn't run around. Was not allowed. They told us, stay together.
Well, they did.
And then my dad looked for a railroad station, then he said he walked all over Deutsch Kai, the other side, Kai. Geht das noch da noch?
Das geht noch, yeah.
Eisenbahn. That's the railroad, Eisenbahn. There is kind of icy bone in the lake. And then he stayed with us. And they told us, They steal children. You got to watch on the ship and on El Asada. The rudder wasn't as bad. But the ship that was too big, they could go 3-4 stairways down. You'd never find them.
I see.
See, the ship had great big stairways. You could just run down there. It was about three flanks. Well, people was just the same. But we were from the deck one stairway down. And then that stairway was all open out on the deck. And we got all that fresh air. And the other ones that were two flanks down didn't get that fresh air. They had open little windows, round windows on the side of the ship. Not big ones, so that nobody could crawl out or be thrown out or something like that. Just not just round little windows, oblong or little. So that's all I can remember of the trip. And we came to Strader. The train was running yet good, and a quarter of a mile out of town, Adam Ainswinger jumped on the train, and he stood looking in the glass door, and then Andrew said to Manuel, "Dort steht der Adam Vetter, und der Vater hat schon ein Kind, sechs Stunden Schnauzer gehabt." Train was still going.
Well, did he leave his horses there at a place then, or what?
No, he lived in town.
Oh.
He left us where we went, to him.
Uh-huh.
That was my dad's chum in the old country, see?
Why did you call him Autumn Feather?
That was the old country star. That was a real good man. The kids were taught to call him Feather, Uncle, son. And everybody did it out there.
Now, maybe you can name some of the things that you brought brought from Russia and brought into the United States. Some of the things that you brought in. You know, some of the, like that kettle you mentioned, what were some of those things that your mother brought in? And
I don't think we brought anything in.
Well, you talked about things where the cheese was in and where their teapot and stuff like that. What, things like that. That wicker basket?
Hmm?
That wicker basket, that old wicker basket?
We didn't bring anything but a few clothes. That's all. And the pot. See, the little kids, they had to go quite often. That was Gustav and Emil and Bertha. And they used the pot and throw it out the window. On the ship, we had water.
Now, you know, you told me one time that blue stuff, you brought that in. I mean, tea kettle, that blue one?
The one you bought?
Yeah.
You bought that in, yeah.
And then you have that little basket that you always said from Russia.
Well, baskets, we had several where we had our clothes packed in. One basket we had was a big one. Then Manuel and Andrew carried, and there was food packed in. Bread and stuff like that. And cookies, whatever we could get by on the road, we packed it in there. And the found in that little basket, there was something packed in too. I don't know what. John carried that under his arm. It had a collar on. That's all. We didn't bring anything in, a few clothes. I know I burnt my dad's coat, was a dress coat from the old country, and my mother used it already for the baby chicks at the bottom of a box to warm up. And grandma washed it once, and it never turned out to be look like a coat. So I said, I burned it up.
I see. I know you also had that little blue where you had cheese in that I got from Manuel.
Yeah, we had sheep cheese in, and we didn't eat it. And when we come in here and had the carpenters here, they ate it like hotcakes.
What is sheep cheese?
Cheese from the sheep milk. Cheese. That's the richest cheese you can get. Sheep's and goat's cheese.
And your mother made that?
She packed it in this a little Dutch oven, you call it, and salted it and packed it in tight. And she tied a solid rack over the top. Then she put the cover and tied it down. And we traveled 17 days, and that sheep cheese didn't stink any more than on the old country. It was the same
thing. If you had to talk about the food, what kind of food did you eat on the ship? I mean,
we got very good bread. It was like buns, all of one piece. Like a bun, you would say, a little bigger than a bun. And they had about three in the row and about eight on the other row. That's just the pan, see? They were stacked in the bread house way up. And they took home. When they were all sick, you know, all they ate was bread. And there was an old sailor. His name was Gross. Alice Deitch on the ship. And then he went up and gave me a whole pan full of that bread. I was the only one that could walk good. The others probably would tumble down the stairs. And when I got down on the water, there's a couple of eating all that bread all the time and drink some water. The coffee they didn't like, the tea they didn't like, and the meat that was not cooked like if a wife would cook it, you know. They cooked that in big quantities, meat. And it does not taste like if a wife cooks it in her alone.
What is the name of the ship again that you came over in?
Kaiser Wilhelm the Zweite. It's Kaiser Wilhelm the Second. We was gonna go on Kaiser Wilhelm the Große. And we were late 3 days. And then we had to stay 3 days before we could, that ship started. And then we found out that the telegram came back to Bremen that they ran in a big dogfish and that it stopped the ship. And then the sailors, it was on the side, he got a hold of them. They went down and thought they could cut off some meat of the dogfish. And they said that he knocked his tail so hard against the ship that they think he knocked a hole in. Them dogfish are big buggers. And finally he got away and swam away and they run spears in him and spears in him and thought they was gonna kill him and get that meat and he got away. They kill them with spears. They drive with little boats that are lead boats. If they are full of water, they wouldn't go down. They will stay up. And they had very sharp spears. And the dogfish would come against him. And they had thrown those spears. All they could do was spears for the spears. And when he got away, he probably died sometime. But very seldom that he would stop from the spears. His meat was so thick that wouldn't reach the heart. You know, that's the only thing that would kill him. If they'd have guns, but the guns were not allowed, I guess. And so my mother was so glad that we didn't get on that ship because she was always so scared.
She was scared of the water. Probably another thing, could you explain how you, how much sickness you had on the ship at that time? And why the people were so sick?
Well, that's just the water that made people seasick, they called it.
Oh.
And it affected my whole family, except me. I was just as alert as I ever was. They had to have somebody to get them food. They couldn't walk. They'd fall. They'd fall down the stairway. And all they do is throw up. Tea little, they throw up. And not you alone. There was a double deck. There's some throw up stuff come from the upper deck.
When you had to stay in Bremen for 3 days, where did you sleep?
On the floor.
Was there a building there or?
Oh, yes. There was tables to eat, just like a church. But the table was set with two sides. And they come up on top and they slide them food down to the other end. You have to catch them if you want to. And there was a saloon in that restaurant. There was plenty of food there before we went on the ship. That's where my mother all packed the leftover stuff, what she could save, you know, that they fill that basket, you know, when they take something back, that goes out, just like everybody else, that goes down to waste.
And remember what kind of food you had on that thing?
There was potatoes and meat and I don't remember. But when we walked around town, we had two women that guide us around town. Bremen is a nice town, all plastic streets. And then there was a great big dog, the biggest dog I ever saw, laying in front of a two-wheel cart, little wheels. And the top was on. The top was put back, and the dog was laying down. And we would mill around there and was gonna wait when the man comes out, how he said to the dog to go. And then he came out, didn't say anything. He just sat down in the little wagon and took the reins, and then the dog started to go. And they had already photographs playing there. Oh my, we looked around, we thought there was somebody inside playing and everything. And then two ladies, they hauled us all together. Come here, Kinder, come here, come here. Diese Farmer sind wir an der Stadt und nur warm mit der Sonne in Bremen auf. And we had to go in there, and they had guards there all the time.
What kind of, do you remember what kind of food that you got at Ellis Island then? What kind of, is the same thing you got every place, or?
I don't remember the food. the most dangerous was to me if I could only get something to eat. And they couldn't talk. And then we stopped once in Canada. Our railroad went through Canada. And a lot of Germans could talk German. And then we met an old man and the big depot in New York. Then he asked my dad where we come from. There he come from, and he goes back home. That's no good in America. We go home. And then my mother started to cry. And my dad, he went out. He says, stay out here. I'm going to look for some bread. And then he walked by a door, then there was bread advertised, and cheese. Then he went in there, and he took four loaves of bread and laid it together, and two packages of cheese, long packages. And then a man came up to him and said something to him. And then my dad said, yeah. And he gave him a big money bill, and that man went and got him the change, and it sounded like, you don't understand, you know, what that man knew he wanted, that's why he said, yeah. And when he came down and had them four loaves of bread, they were gone in no time.
That's why you were in New York waiting to leave?
Yeah. No, that was in Canada. See, we had to change railroad in Canada again, and then we had to wait for the next train. And then my dad went searching.